Joe Biden has not won the election. And don't you concede, don't you ever concede. As a matter of fact, he's not in any way, form, or fashion won anything. They're trying, he and the Democratic Party are trying to steal a position of power. And this is all in to bring communism into the United States to get a one world government is what they're after. And I don't know if you how much you know about this. A lot of people think I'm just off from the deep end. You know, the communists are coming, the communists are coming. The communists are here. They started it in the colleges, and one of the biggest groups against President Trump has been a group called the Young Communists of America. And they have rallied all over trying to prevent all this. And I'm telling you that there has not been a win by Joe Biden. Joe Biden's a loser, not a winner. Yes, I said it, and I do not retract it, and I know I'm on camera. Okay? My God reigns. You understand? My God reigns. Now, early, I don't know, this morning, I woke up early and I've been hearing this over and over, Jesus saves. And I've been hearing songs in my head, you know, Jesus saves songs. But I want to read you some scripture. This is the way that it's come to me, and I'm going to see how it comes out when you do. All right? And I want to begin with Numbers chapter 11. Numbers chapter 11, and actually I want to read verse 23 of that particular. All right. And then turn with me to Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah 59, and I want to look at verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened. There again, it's the same Hebrew word, to dock off. The Lord's hand hasn't been cut off, that it cannot save. Neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Then turn back a few pages to chapter 55, and I want to read the whole chapter. How's that? Beginning with verse 1, Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. He who doesn't have money, come, buy, eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not food, and your labor for that which is not satisfying? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight in fatness. In other words, quit looking at the natural and spending all your money on the natural. That's not satisfying you anyway. Get what satisfies you, and it won't cost you anything. Not money-wise. Incline your ear and come to me and hear, and your soul will live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and nations who do not know you will run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God. For he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down, and the snow from heaven, and returns not there, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper or succeed in the thing which I have sent it to do. You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you in the singing, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. In other words, it's going to establish the name of the Lord. The Lord's name's being established, believe it or not. People just hadn't awakened up to the fact that it is being established. Now, I want you to turn to Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4, and let's look at verses... Well, let me read verse 17 to begin with. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he wills, and he sets over it even the lowest of men. And drop down to verse 34. And at the end of days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him who lives forever. Now listen to this, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Now, those are just scriptures to lay the foundation, and I want you to see some things here. Number one, God is in control. God made the earth, God owns the earth, and God's in control of the earth. Okay? Now, from the very beginning, even in the Garden of Eden, there's always been the enemy to try to overthrow the things of God. And all down through the history of mankind, there's always been the attacks to overthrow the righteous. It's amazing to me, from the very birth of the church, there's always been a persecution against the church. The wicked persecuting the righteous. But in reality, what it is there's that war, there's that battle between good and evil, between light and darkness. Or I can say it this way, between God and the devil, or I could say between heaven and hell, however you want to say it. There is, the war has raged all the years of humanity. But even a heathen king, Nebuchadnezzar, through a series of events that God dealt with him, God raised him up for a reason. A heathen king to pass judgment on nations. That was why he was raised up. But he became prideful, look who I am, and all this type stuff, and the God who raised him up cut him down. And for 7 years, he's eating grass like an animal. God said, this is the judgment until you come to realize who's in control is the essence of it. And so he said, I came to my to realization that God sets up. I thought I was high and mighty. God can take the lowliest person on earth and make him king. You understand, it's not what man's doing. Man's doing things in his system. That's why God is calling us to another dimension, to where we're not walking in the natural. We're not looking at a third dimension. Most of the church right now is still looking at a third dimension. They're afraid of what they're seeing right now, and through all the lies that's been propagated, and through all the manipulation that's been done, and they're forgetting God. And God's in control. And I know the things that the Lord told me from the beginning of the year, and they are already coming to pass. They're in the making. Is it happening like I want it? No, but God didn't ask my counsel. He just told me what He was going to do, and He's going to do it His way. You understand? He raised up Pharaoh to destroy Egypt. Now, Pharaoh thought he was Mr. High and Mighty, not even knowing what was going on. God was in absolute control. And God brought His people out with a mighty hand. I'm telling you that the power of God is being unleashed on the earth in an unprecedented manner. And it's not a surprise to me that a kingdom of darkness would try to rise up and shut out the light, which cannot happen, but it can try. You understand? They can kill power plants and cut the lights out in your house. But do you know that you can still illuminate your house even though they shut off all the power? And I'm telling you, the devil cannot shut off the power of God. He's attempted it. He's infiltrated the church. And the message today is Jesus says the church is full of sinners. I mean, they know how to talk. They can tell you about Jesus, but they're full of the devil at the heart level. And God is giving us an option. And He has raised me up to speak to those who are professing Christianity, to teach the truths of the Word of God. In the days of riding the fence and trying to blend in both the world and the church, those days are over. God said there is a separation. You'll see it. You'll know it. He spoke it to me. I told you all you have to do is go back and listen to it. Go back to the first of the year. What did God start out with saying? God said there's going to be a shaking. I'm going to shake everything that can be shaken in heaven and in earth. All you have to do is go back and listen to it. God said it. Is God going to bring it to pass? Absolutely. Is because of what this was doing, that was doing, is that going to interfere with God? God laughs at that garbage. You think you're in control. You don't know nothing. You don't know how I think. You don't know my ways. So you can't intercept it. You may try to interfere with it, but I'm going to use your tactics to destroy you. That's what happened to Egypt. You understand? I'm telling you, Jesus saves. You know what that means? Jesus delivers. Now, I just read to you that Nebuchadnezzar, the heathen king, had a revelation that God's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Now, if you remember his first dream of the statue, the stone without hands was cut out of the mountain and rolled over and crushed all the other kingdoms. And it began to fill the earth. You know what God's doing now? He's filling the earth with his kingdom. I've had something in me just turning on the inside of me now for close to a year. I've been talking to the Lord about some things. Excuse me. This is an outreach center. What do you think an outreach center should do? Reach out. And I've thought about this many times, and I've been thinking about it this weekend, what the Lord spoke to me in a hotel room in India concerning this outreach center. And what He said it here to do was to reach out to the world. He said, you won't reach all the world. You're not going to save all the world. I'm not asking you to do that. He said, I want you to reach out to the world. The United States of America is a key player in the kingdom of God. Now, what you don't know is from the 80s, you haven't heard me praying, you haven't heard me talking to God. But you know, in the middle of the late 80s, I was getting, listening to all these things and listening to people, and it seemed like Tulsa was the place. That if you wanted anything from God, you was going to have to go to Tulsa. And so I just started praying and declaring. Number one, I asked God, I said, I want Thomasville, North Carolina to be the headquarters for the kingdom of God on the East Coast. Then I started declaring it, that the city of Thomasville, North Carolina is going to be the headquarters to where the Word of God reaches out all over the world. It'll reach out with the Word. It'll reach out with power. That Word will be impregnated with power. People don't see you, they hear you, but they still get the result of the Word of God. Now, is God going to honor that? Absolutely, God's going to honor that. In 1988, the Lord told me, just moved on my spirit, to get a billboard on each side of Thomasville, and all that billboard was to say is Jesus is Lord over Thomasville. We did that 8 months on each side of the city. Jesus is Lord over Thomasville. It was tearing the ministers up in the ministerial association. How dare anybody to say Jesus is Lord over Thomasville? They didn't know who did it, and I didn't say who did it, and we didn't advertise the church. I simply did what God told me to do. And I will tell you today, and I still declare it, when I come up here in the morning to pray, I still declare Jesus is Lord over Thomasville, North Carolina. And there's not a thing you can do about it. You can resist it, you can oppose it, you can defy it, you can deny it. He is still supreme in authority. His thoughts are superior. His ways are superior. When that word goes out, it comes back to God, but not empty. It will come back full. It will accomplish what God sent it to do. It prospers. That means it succeeds. God's Word succeeds. You think about all the way through the Old Testament how God would raise up prophets, and prophets would just simply say what God said, but boy, would it be opposed. But let me ask you this. Did it come to pass? Of course it came to pass. How about Nineveh? It did what God sent it to do. It got a repentance. Now I'm telling you, God is giving the church an opportunity to do one of two things. Either repent and come back to God, or let the judgment of God fall on you. You either fall on the rock or the rock will fall on you. And that's the choice that has to be made today. And we generally, when we hear Jesus saves, we just think of out here, the heathen outside the church. Jesus saves. Well, Jesus does save. And that Word of God must go forth. But let me ask you this. Who did Jesus preach to? He even said, I come to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I came to preach to the church. I came to tell the church to repent. That's what John the Baptist was doing. I came to tell the church you need to be born again. And I'm telling you that I'm here to tell you that there's people in the church that need to be saved. There's people who are deceived into thinking they're saved. You better get on your face before God and examine your heart. The Spirit of God in you bears witness. It's not going to stop me. The Spirit of God in you will bear witness whether or not you're a son of God. I don't doubt as to whether or not I'm a child of God. I don't doubt as to whether or not I'm born again. There was a time in my life I did. Those days are over. I have the Spirit of God on the inside of me as a witness. This is true. And I'm telling you, there's a difference between a head knowledge and a nature change, to where you're actually operating with a nature of God instead of the nature of the devil, the nature of the world. And I'm telling you right now, what's going on in America today, a lot of it is promoted by the church. I'm going to get bold with you this morning. I mean, I'm just going to throw caution to the wind, okay? How can anybody that professes to be a born-again believer support what God hates? If you vote for anybody that supports murder, abortion, you with me? Homosexuality, lesbianism, perversion, God has called it disgusting. You support it, God hates it. You're spitting in the face of God. And you want to support communism? It's anti-Christ. So when you stand up and support this, and these preachers all over the United States are promoting this, and through the name of Democrat, which Democrat and communism consolidated. And when you stand up and support that, you have set yourself in direct opposition to God. And you will not get by with it. You may laugh for a while, but when all the smoke is settled, God has the last laugh. As a matter of fact, if you read the second Psalm, He laughs before it ever comes to pass. You just think you know something. You're foolish. And I'm telling you right now, this is the time for the true body of Christ to stand up and let God's kingdom be seen in you and through you. In you and through you. You know what the kingdom is? It rules. It rules. Not over one another. It rules over the devil. It rules over sin. It rules over perversity. You understand? And this is the time for us to shine. This land is covered with darkness. Rise and shine. The light's come. The glory of the Lord's on the true church. The world's looking. All countries all over the world are watching the United States right now. Will the place that God's used to promote the gospel and send out the gospel, will it be destroyed? Will it go down? Is God going to lose or win? You know, this week I had to get on top of myself up here. All of a sudden, I was very heavy. And I really had to start talking to myself and being extremely cautious not to say anything that the world is saying right now. To say the opposite. To say the opposite. Not to get in agreement. But people are glued to the liars. And Fox News is as big a liar as the rest of them. Oh, but I watch Fox News. You're just watching a different liar. Truth comes out of the heart of God. And if you're not hearing the heart of God, you don't know truth. You won't know truth without hearing the heart of God. In my spirit, I feel that we're getting ready to do some major things for the kingdom of God. That this outreach is going to do more outreach. Sending people out. I'm not talking about just media. I'm talking about sending people out. People that you can trust to go tell the truth. People that are not contaminated with the things of the world. I don't want goats representing me. Neither does God. But there's a lot of goats talking about Jesus. He'll let them talk for a while. Paul said, nevertheless, Christ is being preached. Some are doing it with the wrong motive. Some are doing it with the right motive. But I'm telling you, the deception over the world is so strong right now that if you don't listen to the Spirit of God, I don't care who you are, you'll be deceived. You'll be deceived. Stop paying attention to what the world's saying, and get on your face before God and start interceding for this nation. I believe there's to be an increase in the light going out from this nation. But that's dependent upon each individual doing his job, doing what God has called us to do. I've been praying concerning the college in Haiti. I don't want to miss the timing of God. You know, people say, well, go this time, go this time, go this time. I say, God, when's your time? Because I want you to go before me. I want the battle won up there before we get down here. And so when we go down there, it'll be in power. The demonstration of the Spirit and power. And that's what God's calling the church for in the first place. Paul said, I didn't come to you with eloquence. I didn't come to you with education and trying to impress you with my degrees and all that stuff. That's my paraphrase. I didn't come to you with words of enticing wisdom. I came to you in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. I'm tired of hearing all the philosophers and all these guys talking their talk and trying to impress you with all their knowledge and how well they can articulate. Paul said, you know, if you look at his own testimony, he was not a good speaker. He said he was a better writer than he was speaker. But look what God did through him. Stop trying to be impressed with people or trying to be impressed with yourself. Just let be you and let God flow through you. And let God do through you what He wants to do. And I'm telling you that this is not the time to throw in the towel. I don't throw in towels. Never have. That's not in my makeup. You whip me, you're going to have to stop me from breathing. Because I'll be back. That's what Jesus said, I'll be back. You understand? He's back. He's back. I'm going to tell you, the church had better get the right fight in it, not a fighting spirit of the world, not carnal weapons, not debating, not arguing, just declaring the truth of God's Word. And the truth will stand. I don't have to prove to you anything. Well, you prove that's true. Prove it's not. The burden of proof's on you, not on me. There was a time that you were innocent until you were proved guilty. Used to be that way. But boy, has the role changed. Because the church is back down. Withdrawn the light. And I'm telling you that it's time to call black, black, white, white, call sin, sin, unrighteousness, unrighteousness, lies, lies, deception, deception. Call it as it is. Don't sugarcoat it. And I'll do my best to call it what it is. And I'm telling you right now, that what we're seeing in the world today is anti-Christ spirit that's trying to overthrow the kingdom of God in the United States of America. It's not going to happen. God's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. The stone that was cut out of the mountain filled the earth. I'm going to go with the stone. I'm going to put everything, all that I have, into that kingdom. Because it can't fail. When you start looking at the kingdoms of the world, you're setting yourself up for failure. When you oppose the things of God, you're setting yourself up for failure. You can't fight God and win. That is an impossibility. Tell me who could. No one could. I can see in the Old Testament where God would just throw hailstones out of heaven and kill more with the hailstones than they did with the sword. And I was thinking about this last night and this morning. If God can speak to a virgin and she become pregnant, I'm all right with God. Whatever He tells me, if He can make that happen, He can make the other happen as well. God's given us some mandates, and we're going to follow through with those mandates. Because God will confirm His Word with the signs following. Amen? Hide and watch. I'm telling you, this is not the time to walk in fear. This is a time that you show that you're just. The just live by faith. We walk by faith, not by what we see. You walk by what you hear God say, not what the men are saying. What's God saying? If you listen to men, this wouldn't even be a nation. And it's amazing to me how many people just comfortable in just bowing their knee to something that's ungodly. Yeah, and I think about how the United States was actually formed. If you can find anything that gives you true history, and how the Revolutionary War, where we were fighting to gain our independence from Britain, from England. Do you know that 90% of the population sided with England? 90% of the population sided with England. Only 3% of the population actually took up arms and fought against the British Army. 3% saved this nation. 7% financed. 3%. And the 90% fat cats enjoying what the 3% did. But even at that, they've opposed it all along, and it's never stopped. To where we're still trying to get the ways of England into the United States. I don't want the ways of England. If you like the way England operated, why did you leave it? And if that's what you want, go there. I believe we can take up offerings and get some money to get you out of this nation if you don't like it. This is one nation under God. And if you don't like our God, go to a nation of a God you want to serve. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is Lord of this nation. And He's Lord of this church, and He's Lord of this city. Do you want Him as Lord of your life? That means you sit down, shut up, and listen, and let Him rule. Let Him do it His way. Amen? All right. Thank you, Lord. I got it all, Papa. I thank You that You bless us indeed. You enlarge our territory. Your hand is with us to keep us from evil so that we do not cause pain. You bless us and keep us. You make Your face to shine upon us. You're gracious unto us. You lift up Your countenance upon us and You give us peace. So, Lord, we invite You to rise up. Let Your enemies be scattered. And those who hate You flee before You. Amen. Rise.